This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution, they're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We just have so many things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. First of all, in the third hour, we're going to have Pastor Paula White. Something Greater is the name of her book. And of course, she is the personal pastor to Donald J. Trump. She's going to be joining us in the third hour. You do not want to miss that interview, and we're going to be talking about so many other things. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Okay, we just have so many wonderful things happening. We've got people in Atlanta now. They're arming up, and they're going to defend the burned-out Hulk of the Wendy's. The autonomous zones are popping up everywhere, right? Right, you know, everywhere. Donald Trump having an incredible, I would say, very something special at Turning Point yesterday. Anybody who wants to talk about whether or not he's lost any momentum or anything like that, remember there was over 10 million viewers on Saturday night to watch the speech that he was in Tulsa. What a great, great speech he had. The in live up personal group, of course, wasn't necessarily as what it was going to be all couched to be, but that didn't matter. The speech was fantastic. The messaging was just absolutely fantastic and well received and refreshing. Refreshing. And for those of you that are kind of a little bit bothered by the Bubba Wallace saga of the noose business. And coming at the timing that it did, you know, of course, they're taking down all the Confederate flags and statuaries and all that good stuff, trying to reshape history, destroy our history. They're now working on Lincoln and everything else. And, of course, Lincoln, he had nothing to do with slavery, right? Now they're trying to take all the things that are associated with Lincoln down. They're trying to destroy American history. Get it? You give them an inch, they take a mile. That's the way these totalitarian monsters are. Anyway, but Bubba Wallace has a little bit of a problem. You know, you got to get that noose narrative down, right? And so anyway, you probably heard that in his garage, I think it was garage number 4, they found a noose. They found something, a window shade or something like that, or the garage door rope or whatever that was sort of fashioned into a noose. Now, I was a little bit leery about this, and I thought, are you kidding me? You know, all of a sudden, shockingly, they find this noose in this particular garage, right? Well, guess what? From Gateway Pundit, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here. I don't have the script in front of me, but it was kind of interesting because it's not necessarily a noose. Well, I mean, it is and it isn't. Federal authorities say that since the rope had been there for 3 months, there was no way anyone could have known the stall would have been assigned to NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace this past week. So what happened was, is that apparently they have videotape from months back, and they're checking out this garage, and they see the noose in the videos from months back, just hanging there. I mean, they must have had 20 agents on this deal, and they're claiming, oh, it was a hate crime, it's this, it's that, and all this. It wasn't at all. He was randomly selected for that garage. And guess what? There was something fashioned like a noose there. No one knew that. So the FBI says, no, we're out of here. So the narrative, that bit, the drama scene that was created by NASCAR, it must have been like that. The hate. We just got rid of, and it has to go right on with the Confederate flags. In the taking down of the Confederate, NASCAR has long draped itself in the Confederate flag of the South. And I know that there's a lot of people in the South that have already expressed, they've opined to me from some of our Southern listeners down there that they're not happy at all with what's going on with NASCAR. And now this, you know, this is where the left gets caught in their little drama, right? No one knew that Bubba Wallace's stall would be assigned to that. Months after this, at least the video show. So the FBI gives this whole thing a lot of Pinocchio's and a lot of thumbs down. So this whole news thing goes way away. I know that this is kind of dramatic to some, but this is what this whole thing that you're watching right now is a complete planned out event from years ago. That this is where they want to take down the United States, this whole project, and take it down in no matter what the narrative is. It's all about race. Race, 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 race. Right? This is as it comes out of Gateway Pundit. I just shifted to video here. Here we go. Says, so funny. Hoaxer Bubba Wallace lashes out after he claimed a door rope was a noose and FBI busted his video. Earlier Tuesday, the FBI released a statement on its investigation at the Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. NASCAR on Sunday released a statement revealing that a noose was reportedly found in top driver Bubba Wallace's Talladega garage stall. As the Gateway Pundit suspected, there was no noose. I mean, I had visions of all of a sudden he walks in shockingly. There's a noose hanging there. That's what I, you know, thought, wow, how weird that would be. So they started this whole big drama scene. The drama queens come out, of course. It says the FBI learned that Garage 4, where the noose was found, was assigned to Bubba Wallace last week. The investigation also revealed evidence, including authentic video confirmed by NASCAR, that the noose found in Garage number 4 was in that garage as early as October 2019, the FBI said in a statement. In other words, the garage door pull rope wasn't imagined as a noose until a racist narrative needed to be pushed out to the public. This is from the full statement from the FBI. It says, on Monday, 15 FBI special agents conducted numerous interviews regarding the situation at Talladega Super Speedway. Although, after a thorough review of the facts and evidence surrounding the evidence, we have concluded that no federal crime was committed. The FBI learned that garage number 4, where the noose was found, was assigned to Bubba Wallace last week. The investigation also revealed evidence, including authentic video confirmed by NASCAR, that the noose found in garage number 4 was in that garage as early as October 2019. Although the noose is now known to have been in garage 4 in 2019, nobody could have known Mr. Wallace would have been assigned to garage number 4 last week. The decision not to pursue federal charges is proper after reviewing all available facts and all applicable federal laws, and we offer our thanks to NASCAR, Mr. Wallace, and everyone who cooperated with this investigation. Hey, you got to look for the racist narrative everywhere, right? If you see if you see Donald Trump rope, watch out. Somebody might think you're going to fashion a noose out of it. Maybe a lasso. Yeah, that's not a noose, by the way. You know, you can make all kinds of knots. I learned in Boy Scouts how to make ropes. How to make knots in ropes. Right. Hand skills, you know. All kids need those skills. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, we're perusing. I'm really perusing what's going on here on Gateway Pundit. Unbelievable. We're going to get to some of the turning point stuff that happened yesterday with Donald Trump. But some of the articles that are just floating around out here. Idiot criminals announced they will tear down Lincoln statue in D.C. on Thursday. That's going to be tomorrow at 7 p.m. Then we have the Wendy's, you know, where they're guarding the Wendy's right now. They're guarding it now. Black Lives Matters and those kinds. They're armed, by the way. So they are exercising their Second Amendment right to guard with their own guns the burned out Wendy's. And by the way, the arsonist turns out to be Natalie White. She had a close personal relationship with Richard Brooks, the victim. The guy who was trying to tase the police officer and was shot dead as a result of it. That guy. Right. It says here, I'm going to give you just sort of that. And remember, idiot criminals announced they will tear down Lincoln statue in Washington, D.C. on Thursday at 7 p.m. That's what's going on out here. Here's another one. I know this is really going to inspire you. Oregon County exempts, listen to this, non-white people from mandatory face mask order to prevent racial profiling. All right. I just have to look at Lincoln County, Oregon. Lincoln County, Oregon, get on the right sentence, announced last week that residents must wear a face covering in public if they are unable to socially distance to help stop the spread of COVID-19. However, only white people are subject to the tyranny. On Tuesday, the public health officials announced that non-white people are exempt from the new mandatory face mask order to prevent racial profiling. No person shall intimidate or harass people who do not comply, the Lincoln County public health official said. Says, as of Tuesday, only one COVID-19 death was reported in Lincoln County. The reason for the exemption? For one, director of ACLU's racial justice program, Renika Moore, complained about the face mask mandates for black people back in April. For many black people, deciding whether or not to wear a bandana in public to protect themselves and others from contracting coronavirus is a loose-loose situation and can result in life-threatening consequences either way, Renika Moore said. Ohio State University professor Trevor Logan said that mandating black people wear a mask would be basically telling people to look dangerous given racial stereotypes that are out there. It looks like almost every criminal sketch of any garden variety black suspect, he told the CNN in April. More evidence that face mask orders and lockdown orders are not about saving lives. That's their logic. So it makes them uncomfortable. I know you're just really wrapping your arms around the lunacy here going on, right? I really like the one where they're guarding the burned-out Wendy's that was burned down, by the way. The arsonist was captured. It turns out to be a woman by the name of Natalie White, who was close relationship with Rashard Brooks. And now they're going to take down this another monument. I've seen this monument. I can't remember where it's located, though. But I walked right up to this monument. It's pretty cool. About Lincoln. All right, anything? Oh, no, just the trending on Twitter is Bubba Smollett. Uh-oh, Bubba and Smollett. Uh-oh, they're comparing the two. That's a bad place to be, you know. You know, Jesse Smollett, remember that whole thing about the noose around the neck business? Get it? In Chicago, and he was attacked by white people, turned out to be himself and a couple of other friends. Yeah, that guy. And he's still facing criminal charges. I kid you not. But then there's always the brighter side of America, and that's our president, Donald J. Trump. It says here, we will defend our values, our voices, our faith, our heritage, our borders, our rights, and our God-given freedoms. President Trump at Turning Point Action Rally announced. Aren't you shocked by that? Shocking. You know, it's interesting to see all this rolling out right now. Of course, I think this is a great venue, from what I understand, for the president to be at. And I'm going to try and catch some of the video of this, if they have it. We want to go to Trump at Turning Point. They don't have that here. But anyway, they've got the Turning Point. Thousands of Trump supporters, both college students and other adults, waiting hours in scorching Arizona heat that reached 190 degrees to see President Donald Trump at the Turning Point USA Students for Trump convention. We have a couple people. In fact, I know she's listening. We might have her call in the third hour. And by the way, in the third hour, Paula White's going to be with us. And she, of course, is the president's spiritual pastor. It says the sold-out event in North Phoenix hosted a massively enthusiastic crowd of young adults whose cheers for Trump and boos for Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders. See, I'm stuck on Bernie now. The Bernie Sanders. See, I was the guy out in 2016, you may recall, defending Bernie Sanders. I was carrying the banner for Bernie. Listen, I actually, this is no joke. And they're rare. I have Bernie bumper stickers. I do. I have Bernie bumper stickers. I got a whole bunch of them. They're leftovers, of course they are. Don't ask me how I got them, but I acquired them. I'm looking at the bag that they're in over off the right of my, where I can't move because of the microphone, you know. Well, now I can see it. I just switched. But I just think it's hysterical. Bernie. So I'm perseverating on Bernie. Because a guy that's in trouble, like Bernie. Have you noticed something lately? The usual suspects aren't out there talking. It's kind of crickets for them. Let's name a few people that I've seen. I'm on a completely different tangent. I know it. But this is where you go sometimes. I'm reading along. This is what I'm reading. The sold-out event in North Phoenix hosted a massively enthusiastic crowd of young adults whose cheers for Trump and boos for Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders. I can't get past the Bernie Sanders in the sentence. Because I know a lot about Bernie and others. But I just want to, it brings up this. Everybody says, well, when are the convictions and things like that? Why don't you pay attention to who's not out there voicing opinions right now? There's a whole gaggle of them. They all seem to be quiet, right? John Brennan, right? James Comey, right? Bill Clinton. You get my, and Hillary? Where's Hillary? No, Hillary for you. And Bernie's quiet. Bernie's really quiet. So there's reasons for their silence. And you're going to find out soon. Anyway, Bernie Sanders rose the roof during a video introduction hours before Trump spoke. We come back from the, we're going to hear from Trump, the president. It says, Congressman Getz and Rick Grenell were introduced to a standing ovation and crazy enthusiasm and applause. Getz posed questions to Grenell, who stated Trump wants to get to 25,000 troops in Germany. Grinnell said the Germans constantly tell him they want to spend their funds on schools and so on, and then on inadequate NATO contributions. Then, of course, what they do is they run around and buy billions of dollars of natural gas and other things from the Russians, who we're supposed to protect them from, right? And they don't pay a dime for it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, go ahead. Sit down. We'll be here for a little while. Sit down. Thank you also, Lee Greenwood. Thank you to Lee Greenwood. But I'm thrilled to be in Arizona with thousands of patriotic young Americans who stand up tall for America and refuse to kneel to the radical left. That's true. That's true. There is something going on. You feel it, right? You feel the spirit? You know, the other night, a speech I made on Saturday night in a very good place, and we had a great evening, and the ratings came out. You saw that on television. It was the number one show in Fox history for Saturday night. Ratings. For them, it's all about the ratings. I know that the other folks back there, CNN and MSDNC, I know they're very happy. No, they're very happy to see that Fox had the number one show. This is the number one show in the history of Fox News. That's pretty good. Saturday night. Let us also show our appreciation to my good friend Charlie. I'll tell you, Charlie is some piece of work. Who is mobilizing a new generation of pro-American student activists. That's what you are, and really smart. And you'll be up here someday. Somebody in that audience, maybe a few of you, you're going to be up here, right here, who are tough and smart and determined and truly unstoppable. You are. I want to thank also Kimberly, and I want to thank my son. Boy, I watched my son. I got here. Wow. I said, what's this all about? He's good. And people like him. People like him a lot. To everyone here today and watching live all across our country, thank you for bravely defending our nation, our values, and our great American heroes. You know what's going on because you're on the front lines of a tremendous intellectual struggle for the future of our country. That's really what you're talking about, the future of our country. You see what's happening. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. If we weren't here, you could forget it, okay? But we're going to be here, and then you're going to be here, and we're going to keep it going for a long time. November 3rd is a big day. Get out. Get the parents. Get the friends. Get the husband. Get the wife. Get everybody. Now, the difference is they get everybody, even if they're not registered, if they're not citizens, if they're here illegally, they get everybody. That's one of the little difficulties.
Pinnacle Studio is used by video editors across all skill levels.
I started creating videos.
Difficulties, and, you know, you go through a whole nation and you see what's going on, and they report zero illegality. Check out California sometime. Check out the deal that they signed with Judicial Watch. It was, I think, Judicial Watch was like 1 million or 1.5 million people. They settled. They agreed that that many people either voted illegally, shouldn't have been voting, a lot of things. They settled. And Judicial Watch said, look, we were so high, what difference did it make? What difference did it make? No, they play a very dirty game. You're fighting against an oppressive left-wing ideology that is driven by hate and seeks to purge all dissent. And you understand that. Amazing at that age. Your young people generally, a couple of oldsters out there, friends of mine. The radical left demands absolute conformity from every professor, researcher, reporter, journalist, corporation, entertainer, politician, campus speaker, and private citizen. But we have Charlie, and we have our people, and our people are stronger. Our people are stronger, and our people are smarter, and we are the elite. We are the elite. You know, do you ever notice? They said it 2 weeks ago. I was talking to somebody. He says, well, you know, the elite. I said, what are you talking about, the elite? Who's the elite? They're the elite? They're not the elite. You're the elite. You are. You're smarter. You're better looking. You have a better future. You know your way around better, believe it or not. There's only one thing they have. They're more vicious. They are vicious. They are vicious people. Anyone who dissents from their orthodoxy must be punished, canceled, or banished. That includes from television. You see it. But you will not be silenced. And, you know, the bottom line, I get interviewed by people, and I'm sitting the other day in the Oval Office, and I didn't like the tone. And I said, you know, it's really nice because I'm here and you're not. I look at it. The Oval Office. And I've said it before. You're the courageous warriors standing in the way of what they want to do and their goals and standing up for faith and family, God, country, and freedom. Freedom. Spirit. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. But the radical left, they hate our history, they hate our values, and they hate everything we prize as Americans, and we're right. Because our country didn't grow great with them. It grew great with you and your thought process and your ideology. The left-wing mob is trying to demolish our heritage so they can replace it with a new repressive regime that they alone control. They're tearing down statues, desecrating monuments, and purging dissenters. It's not the behavior of a peaceful political movement. It's the behavior of totalitarians and...
Pinnacle Studio is...
tyrants and people that don't love our country. They don't love our country. The left is not trying to promote justice or equality or lift up the downtrodden. They have one goal, the pursuit of their own political power for whatever reason, but that's their goal. That really seems to be their goal or their sickness. And if you give power to people that demolish monuments and attack churches and seize city streets and set fire to buildings, then nothing is sacred and no one is safe. We stopped them last night. Do you see that? Andrew Jackson. And brought some to jail, and others are going to jail. The problem we have is states. They're weak. They're weak. Many of the governors, many of the mayors, you see what's going on. And it's, by the way, just so you understand, it's all liberal Democrat states. Could you imagine if Sleepy Joe ever became president, this country would be a mess. They would rip down everything. Everything. Sleepy Joe. And he wouldn't call the shots. He would have nothing to do with it. Lock him in the Oval Office. Let's just do what we want to do. That's why, and you know, today he's with Obama, President Obama. It only took him how long? A year and a half to endorse him? What did it take, a year and a half to endorse him? Even after he won, he didn't endorse him for a long time. And he's fighting for Sleepy Joe. You know, he really feels strongly about it, so strongly that he was fighting. He wanted everybody to win, but Joe won. But if you remember in my campaign, he fought harder than Crooked Hillary. President Obama fought me harder. He said, you cannot let him win. You cannot this. He was all over the place. I said, this guy's spending all of his time campaigning against me. Who won? That's right. And don't forget, I'm only here because of him and Biden. I'm only here because of them. Because if they did a good job, we wouldn't have been here. There would have been no reason. So I'm only here because of President Obama and the job he did, and Sleepy Joe Biden and the job that he didn't do other than he...
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch this whole thing play out, isn't it, with Donald Trump being received so well by the crowd. I mean, it's just amazing. And again, it's a packed house. I just thought I'd let you know about that.
He did a good job for his son. A good job for his son. No, but I'm only here because of them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. People were very unhappy. The fake news doesn't report it. They were very unhappy. There was tremendous dissent, tremendous anger. A lot of people in this audience, I can tell you. But we're here today to declare that we will never cave to the left wing and the left wing intolerance. We will never surrender to mob violence. And we will uphold American freedom, equality, and justice for every citizen of every background. Very strong. That's who we are. That is what we believe. And that is why we must prevail on November 3rd. We have to prevail. Get out there. So we're honored to be joined by a great gentleman, a great governor of this state. He won by a lot of votes. And I said to him, Governor, how am I doing? He said, you're doing really well. I said, good, because he knows better than anybody. He really has done a tremendous job as governor. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. Where is Doug? Thank you, Doug. Thank you. And somebody who we need to keep in the Senate, a woman who works very hard. I just got back from something you like, the border wall, Martha McSally. Martha, please. Please. Thank you, Martha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Martha. We got to get her in. And Mark Kelly, who she's running against, is very weak on China and lots of other things. If between Biden and Kelly and these people, they get in, China will own this country, and they don't own us at all. We have done great. Before the plague set in, before the plague came over, right? It came over. We were doing the greatest. We had the greatest economy we ever had, the greatest job numbers we ever had, the greatest of everything. There wasn't a thing where we weren't number one. We were beating them, and they were having a tough year. 67th. It was one of the worst years they had in 67 years. And we were doing great. And then they said, there's a plague coming over from China. Here it comes. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. And now you saw last week the jobs numbers, the biggest ever. You saw the retail sales numbers, the biggest ever, number one. And we're going to have a very good third quarter. And interesting, we're going to have a good third quarter. And right when those numbers are announced, you have your election. So that's hope.
Not only...
Well, you know, this whole thing with Chinese COVID virus, right? It's the Chinese COVID virus business. This is... look what it's done to our country. But look where we're going to go now. The economy is going to start skyrocketing. And I hate to break it to the other side, but you ain't got nothing.
Hopefully a sign from up there. But I think we're going to do very well. And they are trying to do their best to keep the country shut down and closed because they'd love those numbers not to be good. But there's not a lot they're going to be able to do about it. Not a lot. But we want to get Martha in, and I want to thank...
Don't you like it, the fact that, see, this is their biggest fear. And it realized itself on Saturday night. And again, I said, after the Saturday night speech, I said, it's just, forget about the crowd size. He banged it out of the park, and he affirmed and reaffirmed what we've all been thinking, because he's been cooped up. He has not been unhinged and unbridled. And all of a sudden, boy, they let the reins out. And he's out running like a stallion. Now, if you know what I mean by it, if you're a horse person, you get that, letting the reins out. Wait until he kicks it. Wait until he gets kicked in. Then all of a sudden you'll see him taking off like a dart. And I think this turning point meeting last night is a big kickoff from the crowd standpoint, because it was a packed house. It was absolutely riveting to listen to him, and everybody was feeding off of it.
Martha, for being here. Governor, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for being such a great friend, too. Thank you. And we also have some of your warriors, great representatives, and they fought with me on the impeachment hoax, one of the great hoaxes, based on a telephone conversation that was perfect. I'm the only one that got impeached in history, hopefully will be the only one, that got impeached over a perfect telephone call, like perfect. Perfect. This was like the perfect call. I said, wait a minute. I said, we don't need lawyers, just keep reading. Thank goodness we had it transcribed. It was very good that we had it, because remember Adam Schiff got up and he made up a phony story. He made up a phony story. It's what they're all about. I said it before, they're vicious. Paul Gosar, stand up. Paul, where's Paul? Paul, stand up. Paul, great guy. Here's a man I spoke to him this morning, Andy Biggs. Andy. Great guy. Thank you, Andy. Freedom Caucus. Now that Mark Meadows is our great chief, he's our chief. Mark Meadows. By the way, Mark Meadows is here, too. Let's have it for Mark Meadows. Where's that? Mark Meadows. But Andy took over, and the Freedom Caucus is doing great. Thank you. Thank you, Andy. Somebody got to know very well during the hoax. Debbie Lesko. She's great. That's another one. Oh, there she is. She just stood out on television, and it was like she popped. She did great. I said, you're so lucky you know me, Debbie. Because she really was one of the people, she stood out. Thank you, Deb. Thank you. Another warrior, David Schweikert. David, thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you. And a man who's very understated. He just gets it done behind the scenes, never likes to go on television. Never likes talking a lot, but he's a great congressman from one of my favorite states, Florida, Matt Gaetz.
There you go. Getting the credit. I want you to listen to these names, because these are people that have been
behind. He keeps it low-key and simple, right?
Trump,
no, actually, he keeps
away.
It up and not simple. But he's great, and he does a fantastic job. Thank you, Matt.
You're going to hear more names.
Along with a lot of great people, Arizona Treasurer Kimberly Yee. Kimberly, thank you.
State Treasurer.
House Speaker Rusty Bowers. Rusty.
Say anything about California's Treasurer.
Rusty, thank you, Rusty. Thank you.
Auditor.
Senate President. Wow, that's a big deal. Karen Fan. Thank you. So, Madam President, how am I doing in Arizona, okay? She says yes. She knows. She knows. And Navajo Nation Vice President, Myron Lazier. Thank you. I also want to recognize a truly courageous woman, Angel Mom. She's a friend of mine, too, by the way. One of the first people I met when I announced I was going to run. What she has gone through.
Well, the Angel Moms, it's kind of interesting to, they're incredible. And, of course, the Angel Moms we have in association with Agnes Gibney with a New California State Movement and Angie Morphine. They're fantastic people. They've done really just heroic work on behalf of their children that were murdered by illegal foreign nationals.
She lost a magnificent child to an illegal immigrant, and it's just a horrible thing. And she spent the last long period of years fighting and fighting and fighting, and people have gotten to respect her greatly. Mary Ann Mendoza, wherever you might be. A lot of guts. He's got a lot of guts. And thank you, a very special thank you to Pastor Luke Barnett and the Dream City Church for hosting us. Where is the pastor? Pastor, is that the pastor? Hey, good-looking. Where's the pastor? Where? I want to see this guy. Oh, he's good. I'll be here. I'll get here someday. I'll be here some Sunday morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great job, Pastor. I hear great things. Thank you very much. We're also joined by a man who became such a superstar overnight. You know, I put him there as a little bit of a filler, to be honest. He did a great job. He was the ambassador to Germany, right? And he was like, you know, I needed somebody to sit, warm out a chair. He wore out the chair. He didn't warm it. He wore it out, right, Matt Gaetz? He wore out the chair. Richard Grinnell. Where's Richard? What a guy. Where's Matt? No? Say hello. You are fantastic. Oh, the picture of him walking into the DOJ with a big satchel. And I realized what good shape he's in. He goes, oh. And he's walking. And those guys, and he had lots of gold.
Another fantastic
gold in those satchels,
American.
Didn't he, huh? Because I'll tell you, we caught him. Let's see what happens. But we caught him. Right? We caught him. And a friend of mine that did a great job as the NASA CFO, and you see, we've totally rebuilt NASA. We're sending rockets up now for the first time in many years. Jeff DeWitt. Jeff DeWitt. Jeff, hi. Thank you, Jeff. Everyone in this room is bound together by a shared set of moral principles and enduring truths. We believe the United States of America is the greatest and most righteous nation that has ever existed. I'm going to keep it that way. We believe that every citizen has the fundamental right to think, to speak, to live, and pray according to their own conscience. We believe that the beloved heroes of American history should not be torn down by militant mobs, but held up as an example to the world. Now they're after George Washington. I said, what did he do wrong, George Washington? Thomas Jefferson.
What did he do wrong?
We stopped them. They were heading toward the Jefferson Memorial. They couldn't care less. I think half of them don't even know who Thomas Jefferson is. How about Ulysses S. Grant? They want the Confederate soldiers, but all of a sudden they go after Grant. But he's the one that defeated the Confederate soldiers. So what's that all about? How about Gandhi? How about Churchill? You know, Churchill, because this is going outside of our country now. No, we'll stop it. Don't worry. Just don't worry about it. 10 years is a long time to spend in prison.
10 years, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
So our heroes are not a source of shame. They are an example and something that you can all look up to, a true example of greatness. A point of pride, and we will honor them and cherish them forever. We will cherish them. And we have to cherish our past. We have to cherish good or bad. We have to understand our past. We have to understand our history. Because if we don't know our history, it could all happen again.
Yep. And it's all happening now, isn't it? They want Nazi Germany. They want Russia. They want Red China. They want all the totalitarians to come to America. And I have a feeling that ain't happening. In fact, I can tell you, it is not happening. We will be and continue to be the greatest land the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Thanks for listening. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Patrick Wood.